The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Fire Officer Jude Rogers, because it is a Safety Mondays, and today we're going to be talking about building your home with fire safety in mind. Guys, help me welcome Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Hello, Fire Officer Jude.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Caribbean, and a pleasant good afternoon to our loyal listeners here on 106.5 Freedom FM this afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? How you been? What's happening?
A lot of good things, giving thanks for life, you know.
Most important.
Really just excited always to speak on the topic of fire safety. And just to share information with our listenership and our very informed listenership, if I might say so, about how they can protect their hard-earned business properties, your homes, you know, where we work, where we play, where we sleep. You know, how can we protect that? That is so important. We occupy these buildings.
Right.
We occupy these spaces. You know, we have sporting activity. We have all kinds of activities taking place in the different places that we visit, whether it's the movies, whether it's the mall. But what about our homes? That's personal to us, Gary. Mm-hmm. That's personal. And there may be persons listening to our program who are in the process of building. And I thought that it would be a great program for us, or a great measure, to just offer some tips to those who are still in the building phase, or if you're in the design phase of your property. What can I do? Because there's so many different materials out there on the market now that we can build our homes with.
Right.
There's so many different additives that you could put. You know, persons thinking about ceilings, what do you want to do with the walls? You know, we have so many different things. We have dry walls, we have concrete walls, we have wooden-based walls. You know, people even using Cyrotex, all of these different types of material. Some of us are even considering the windows and the type of windows we want to use. And burglar proofing has been one of the issues that we've been speaking about. Mm. So this evening, we're going to have a very interesting discussion, and then we're going to have an opportunity for our listeners to chime in on what we're discussing.
And you're correct there, Fire Officer Jude. So guys, we are talking about building your home with fire safety in mind. And I must say, I wonder if, like, let me say, for instance, when we are doing our planning, Fire Officer Jude, on a regular, do persons think about fire safety when they build their homes, or are we too excited to get our homes done?
I want to say to you, from a legislative standpoint, and as a fire inspector myself, we have persons who recognize the importance of fire safety, and they actually bring their plans to the fire prevention department to have them approved.
Really?
So that is one level of protection that you have available to you.
Wow.
You can volunteer to do that in your design phase. You can voluntarily bring your plans into us and have them approved. We're going to look at the plans, and we have a drawing section, our plan section, and they're going to look at the international codes when it comes to fire safety. And you remember that code we talked about when we were out there in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
It was NFPA, National Fire Protection Association. And that plan and that guide and those guys, those codes speak to how many exits we should have on any level of our home, how many stairwells we should have,
right.
What are the width of those stairwells, you know, whether the kitchen should be the first point of entry. We have a number of apartment buildings, condos that are being built. And as you enter the condo, we have one way in
and one way out.
And you pass through the kitchen first. So is it that you just have an ordinary home and you pass through the kitchen and that's your only way in or out, and you have no form of fire protection? So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and that will lead us into things like sprinkler systems, fire alarm systems, and also your suppression systems like your extinguisher and so forth.
Now,
so those are some of the considerations. Yes.
Nice. Before you continue, you mentioned that once you're going to build your home, you can come to the fire department. You can go to any fire station and show them your plans, and they would guide you accordingly. How does that work? Let's talk about that first.
it's not going to be any fire station. It's going to be basically one of the headquarters.
Right.
So not every fire station has a fire prevention team assigned to them. So when you're talking about fire prevention and you're talking about that level of guidance, you can only get that at a headquarters. And we have four headquarters in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
And the headquarters of the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service, sorry, let me just restate that. We have some divisional headquarters, divisional headquarters, but we only have one headquarters, which is in Ryson Road, Port of Spain.
Right.
And that's where the chief fire officer and the executive reside. That's on Ryson Road in Port of Spain. So there is a fire prevention department there, and they're responsible for the northern division.
Okay.
So from Shagarama, straight across the Toko. It's a big division.
Wow.
All right. Thankfully, they do have sub offices in Arima.
Right.
So Arima Fire Station would have a sub office for the fire prevention department.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In Tobago, and I chose specifically to speak about my friends in Tobago before I go to Central and South, because they are not to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
Tobago has a very vibrant and young, active team over there in the Scarborough headquarters in the Tobago. Division, we have this Scarborough Fire Station, and you have a fire prevention department there.
My sister works there, you know, I tell you that. My sister is a fire officer there. Her name is Clark.
Carrie, you're holding back on me.
No, now that you mention it, I don't remember.
that's excellent. Excellent. Human service and also very, very noble profession.
Yep.
All right. In the Central Division, we have the Chaguanas Fire Station, and they are actually located in Lange Park. They have a specific building there, and they have the Fire Prevention Central team, and they also have Fire Prevention Administration. And the administration team is very much responsible for those plans and those drawings.
Right.
And last but not least, in the Southern Division, in the headquarters of the Southern Division, we have the Monrepo Fire Station. And these are the places that you can drop your plans off to, and you can get them some level. What they'll do, they'll input on the plan in red, and in writing, they'll give you the requirements as to what you need and travel. A lot of the factors they'll give you.
Right.
And you are now to use that as a guide. So if I were to tell you some of the things that they may point out to you, they would look at your exits.
Mm-hmm.
Some buildings, based on the travel distance, you would require more than one exit, Scarivy.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely going to require. You cannot imagine having multiple rooms, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rooms in your home, and the only way in and the only way out is through one door to the front of the building.
That's crazy.
When you travel a certain distance, you would require to have additional exits either to the side or to the back of the building.
Right.
Those are what we call structural means of fire protection.
Structural means of fire prevention. Right.
Right. So it's built in into the building. That's, so to speak, it's built in into the building. You don't have to do anything. You just need to walk in the opposite direction and you can get an exit and get out of the building.
Nice.
That's a fire prevention measure right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Other measures that you may want to take is, Kyrie, what I wanted to talk about this afternoon is choosing the right materials to build your home with.
Yeah.
There are some materials that are readily combustible and that can aid in fire spread. And then there's some materials that you can build your home with that is going to retard the spread of fire. It's not going to spread as quickly. And case in point, once you add wooden members, fabric members, or any members to your home that is combustible or carbon-based in nature, you are increasing the potential of fire spread in the event of a fire. What am I speaking about? So long ago, almost all buildings that were built in Trinidad and Tobago and in the Caribbean was built using that very, very lovely building material called lumber.
Lumber.
And we've moved away from that as we become more modern, as we become more affluent, and as Trinidad and Tobago has grown, we've started using other materials. So we started moving towards concrete and steel. You know, now you have your steel roof, meaning H-beam roof, and people using that alongside gypsum ceilings. Those are not by chance, Carrie V.
Right.
That's because there is a recognition that wooden members and building a home completely out of a board house, that had the potential to cause total destruction and the destruction of life and property.
Mm.
And so we've moved away from that, and we're becoming more, what I would say, savvy and also more intelligent in terms of what we're doing. But there is an aesthetic beauty in the use of wood. And you would find that wood grain finishing has become one of the luxury items that we would build into our homes.
Right.
Not only that, some of us, when we can't get the wood grain finished, some of us migrate to PVC, PVC ceilings,
yeah,
and PVC of what we call polyvinyl covering.
Right.
And so those coverings are very beautiful. And some wall members now, you can actually build your home and you can cover it with a wall-based covering. And those wall-based coverings must be fire retardants. Mm. They must not be something that will aid with fire spread. So when I speak in terms of building and building with fire safety in mind, I'm really and truly alluding to the fact that how you design, what materials you choose, how many exits you decide are necessary based on the building code and based on your architecture drawings, can determine whether you, Karivi, and your family can exit your home safely in the event of a fire, an earthquake, a storm. Because some people think that we here on this program and in the fire service only talk about fires, you know.
No.
That is not the only disaster that you can have happening within your home or your property. They're flooding. There is the risk of earthquakes. There is the risk of nauseous gas and all of these things being released into your property, into your homes. So there are many, many different challenges, and how you design, how you create, what you use to build your home can actually either make it a prison or make it a premise that is beautiful for occupancy.
Nice.
So that's what we want to speak about this afternoon. And I'm going to go through a little step by step, and I'm going to give some tips that I have here as to how, when we build, what can we add to our home to make it safe? And that's what I want to touch on this afternoon. If you have any questions, Karivi, as you always chime in with great, great, insightful interjections, I would be more than willing to answer your question as the host this afternoon.
Of course. But let me just send out the numbers. So, guys, give us that call, 625-2257 or 627-3223. It's all about Safety Mondays here with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. And we are talking about how you can build your home with fire safety in mind. If you even have other suggestions as well, Fire Officer Jude Rogers, as a lot of our listeners, they are well educated on fire prevention. So if you have a tip that you want to add to Fire Officer Jude Rogers' tip list, you can get that in there. You can send me a message via WhatsApp, 306-1065. So let's get into it, Fire Officer Jude.
All right. So when we're talking about building design and materials, we need to choose fire-resistant materials. So consider using materials that are flame and fire retardants for your roof. And I started with the roof, Karivi, because most of the times fires start... How fires start again, Karivi?
Just so. But right. I learned something in Las Vegas. There's always something that, you know, contributes to fire.
Yes.
In a nutshell.
Right. So it's very scientific in nature, and it begins with a combustion process, which involves a fuel source, an ignition source, and of course the materials that is involved. And the materials that can be involved are your building materials, your walls, your flooring, and whatever you clad your flooring with, whatever you clad your walls with, your roof and your ceiling. And then we start adding something called fire load, our curtains, draperies, as well as our furniture, bed, wardrobes, and all the other beautiful things that we adorn our home with, electrically, entertainment system, washer, dryer, you name it, Karivi. All of these factors contribute. But key to all of that is the electrical wiring running through the walls. And so, again, these are your points of weaknesses, but let's build a great structure. So start off with choose brick, stone, metal, and for your interior and exterior walls above wood, plastic, and polyvinyls that can deteriorate over time. So that's my first line of advice.
So it's brick, steel, and what else you said?
Brick, stone, metals, and non-combustible roofing material. Gypsum board, concrete board, all of those building materials that are non-combustible in nature.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you want to stay away from building materials such as wood, any sort of composite board, any composite paper, those plywood and those light wooden-based material, which are beautiful in nature, but what do you have as an outcome? They readily aid in the fire spread,
right.
And they also are very combustible in nature. So can you imagine if I review for this beautiful home that I have, and I substitute the ceiling, instead of building with wooden members, I've decided to build with steel beams. Mm. When you apply heat to a steel beam structure, it is able to take, because of the tensile strength of steel, it can take a certain amount of degrees of heat. Long after the fire started, your roof is still going to be intact.
Yeah.
And it's going to either maintain its integrity, or if you keep increasing the heat potential over time, eventually steel will warp and it will have some deformities taking place.
Right.
But if it's wood, it will ignite.
One time.
It will eventually burn. And that roof is going to collapse.
Yeah.
So therein you already find that you have an advantage by having steel roof with no wooden partitions or members involved.
Mm.
But Caribe, long ago, or my grandparents' home, was wood.
Yeah.
The outer walls were concrete, but the internal walls was wooden.
Really?
And they had beautiful artwork, lattice, and all these other nice things.
Oh.
But it was very, very combustible in nature.
Hmm.
And it did not aid in stopping the fire from one room moving over to the next because of the wood members. So we know that design and those choice of building materials back then is what my grandfather and grandparents may have been able to afford. But in the modern age that we live in, we would want to look at fire retardant material for our roofing. We're looking at blocks, bricks, stone, metal, and for our exterior and interior walls and structure of our building.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. That's a start in the right direction.
Yeah.
All right?
Wow.
Let's look at fire-resistant materials other than the structural members. So yes, you may have to do a flooring, and you decide, Karifi, I'm doing a beautiful flooring. It's built out of concrete, interlaid, or interspersed with steel beams that have held the flooring structure together. But guess what we go and we put on the floor? We decide we're going to do a nice parquet floor with wood, and we're going to varnish it and have it look very beautiful. But in so doing, we may want to substitute that with a look-alike product that is not as combustible. So the heavy wood material is going to act as a fire aid for the flooring and for the ceiling. But if we were to use a non or fire retardant material or look alike. So they have these panels that are polyvinyl in nature, and they do offer some level of resistance to fire, and they do not aid with the fire spread as what wooden members would have been able to do.
Right.
So all of this sounds a little bit technical, but I want you to understand it's about common sense and logic.
Before you continue, Fire Officer Jude Rogers, someone wanted to find out if there's a cost when you carry your plans into one of the fire stations for review.
Right. So the inspection fee for all buildings, when you begin that process, there's an application process for commercial properties and for industrial properties. And also, if you were to bring in your plans, the inspection fee is 200 TT.
Right.
And that's a nominal fee. So this is not designed as a punitive measure. It's just really a processing fee.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of paperwork involved. And these plans, we normally send copies of the plans to the different agencies. Town and Country is one of the approving agencies.
Mm-hmm.
We have the borough corporations, where you have building inspectors there as well. And you have people involved in the system, such as WASA, because you have water connections that must be made.
Right.
You have the electrical, inspectorate, who does the electrical inspection. We talked about that, and the approval valid for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the fire service. Some buildings would require customs and may even require the Ministry of Health.
Oh.
And you would imagine places like food places, hospitals, certain schools,
yeah,
where persons home care where you're doing elderly care and or even orphanages and places like that, you're going to have to get the Ministry of Health approval as well.
Right.
So that each of these agencies have their role to play, but fire is important to all of these agencies. So without the fire service approval, none of these agencies will grant you approval. Not even, you can't even get water connection without fire services approval. So that's why fire is so important. And you can tell why. Because at the end of the day, we want structures to be built and we want them to remain intact. We don't want to build buildings and then they're destroyed within a short period of time. And if we don't build with fire safety in mind, then that is exactly what will be the outcome in the long run.
Yes, yeah? true. Thanks so much. So, guys, continue sending us those messages via WhatsApp, 3061065. We are here with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. It's all about Safety Mondays. You can even give us a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223 as we are here discussing building your home with fire safety in mind. And just to recap a little bit, Fire Officer Jude Rogers, when you're starting to build your home, we are building it with steel blocks and non-combustible materials. Am I correct, Fire Officer Jude?
That's correct.
Right. So you see?
Now that is a piece of advice that we're giving.
Yeah, piece of advice.
I'm going to add now, and for those of us who are like me, I'm an old soul at heart. I'm very historical. So for those of us who would want to reminisce of the olden days and would want to build with wood and we want to build historically, we want to go back in time, we want to keep that sort of beautiful aesthetic look. Now we have to talk about active fire protection measures. So although I've given the advice that to build modern and to use modern materials and to use non-combustible, you can decide to go all wooden, you can decide to go with combustible materials. But guess what comes along with that advice? You are going to increase your level of protection and increase your level of detection. So those are the two next levels that I want to speak about when you build with fire in mind. So as you did your review there, I'm going to now add to that. If you decide that you're going to build a pretty wooden building, or you're going to build a building, concrete floors, but with parquet wooden floors, beautiful lattices, wonderful artwork, lots of wooden, homely, soft, what I call aesthetically beautiful material, you now have to add sprinkler systems. Now, the sprinkler systems that is going to protect from the kitchen to the bedroom to the corridors. Those are active systems which kick in. Once a fire is detected, it automatically extinguishes the fires.
Right.
I can tell you, there are very few homes in Trinidad and Tobago presently that have sprinkler systems that are active and functional. You would only find that in your single door entry modern condo and apartments. Those buildings are sprinklered. And they are sprinklered because we have designed the buildings in such a way. You have one way in. If you notice those modern apartments, they only have one door to go in.
Yeah.
If you come up on the elevator and you enter the corridor and you have an apartment building, such as in Westmoreland and some of those more modern areas, Caribbean, they only have one way into those beautiful, lovely apartments in Wanwood Brook Place, you know. But if you see the level of fire protection that those buildings have, you will understand why we can afford that level of entry and exit.
Oh, okay.
So the greater the risk, the higher the fire protection systems must be.
Right, right.
If you are on the 24th floor of a building, let's go even higher, and you have one way in and one way out, meaning you have multiple, you have one door into that apartment, but you have two stairwells, and you have, of course, in the event of an emergency, we're not going to use the elevators.
Right.
So you have to go down the stairwell. You are going to have to be afforded an active fire prevention measure to give you time to get down to the ground floor.
Yeah.
And the only way you can do that, Caravi, is to employ the use of automatic fire prevention systems. And I'm going to name them for you. One, the sprinkler system is going to sprinkle water throughout the apartment and douse that entire place once a fire is detected in that room, giving you the opportunity to walk out of that building and get down to the ground floor. All right? And that leads me, that whole process of walking and getting to the ground floor, it's called an evacuation plan.
Yeah.
And that is also an active plan for when building in mind with fire safety. We must build with evacuation in mind. All right? How are we going to get in and out of that building? So apart from that, Carrie V, the whole system only works when it detects a fire. So you must have a fire alarm system in the building. So those multi-story buildings, home dwelling buildings where persons are on the 8th, 9th, 10th floor, once you have a building in Trinidad and Tobago and you're going above four floors, you're definitely going to have those active systems.
Right.
We even have it for some of those two-story buildings, Caribbean. They must have the sprinkler and they must also have the fire alarm systems.
Right.
And
right.
Guess what else they're going to have in each of the apartments? That lovely device that I've spoken about on more than one occasion that you can physically take up and you can utilize using the system called PASS.
Mm-hmm.
P, pull the pin. A, aim the nozzle. And B, S, squeeze the discharge lever. And the last S is to sweep from side to side the discharge nozzle.
Yeah.
And that is your
fire extinguisher. Yes,
that's
it.
Right?
I knew
so
that.
We're going to afford those buildings, those opportunities. And of course, your smoke detectors are going to be in every what? Which, what areas? Where we sleep? In every bedroom.
In every bedroom. Mm-hmm.
In every bedroom. And it may also be in the corridors that lead to the each and every bedroom.
Right.
So in the still of night, you're going to get that early warning song. And listen, Kyrie, if I ever test a smoke detector in station for you, you will run out of there so quickly because that noise is so irritating.
Wow.
So there's no way that you can sleep. Even if you're deep in sleep, you're going to get
you're going to hear
and
it.
And that's what we want. That's what we want. Hmm. All right? So let's review. Let's review the second part of the tips that we're giving. We talked about building materials. Choose brick, stone, metal for your building materials, for your walls, for your roof. Choose steel above wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that's a physical, what we call structural means. It's a permanent means of fire protection.
Right.
So you don't have to go and change it every day. That's the structure, and that's what you build the house with.
And that's that.
That is permanent.
Right.
Right. That's a fire retardant in itself. But those of us who have little wooden members, you know, you have other parts of the building that are combustible in nature, we're saying sprinkler systems, especially if your kitchen is the only way in and out, as with some modern apartments that we have. Modern condos, and they're very beautiful, but they're protected by active fire suppression systems.
Right.
Sprinkler systems in the home. Apart from that, each of those rooms in those apartments have interconnected fire alarm systems.
Mm-hmm.
So if your neighbor apartment on fire, guess what's going to happen to the whole floor?
You're
going to
hear it.
Everybody alarm going off.
Mm-hmm.
So not only the apartment that's on fire will be alerted, but all of the floors above, below, and they are going to be asked to evacuate the building.
Yes.
While the system activates and the fire department comes to suppress the fire.
You know, just to cut you across a little bit there, Fire Officer Jude, I really went to a friend of mine apartment in Curep, and those buildings are really tall. And I did see the sprinkler, and I was like, hey, how cool is that? You all have a sprinkler? I was like, I don't know if it's working. He was like, nobody can test it out. But I said, all right, cool. But, you know, it's just to feel safer now. Because when I saw it, I felt safe, you know,
yes.
For these modern buildings to have it. I mean, the older ones that was there since Christ was a little boy, I know what's going on. But, you know, I'm glad to see that buildings that are going up now, it have that type of protection. And I love it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Let's talk about your windows, Caribbean. Caribbean, your windows can either be your jail or it can either be your salvation or it could be your debt.
Mm.
And I've come here in solemn times when we've lost the lives of young children and elderly folks who, when they went to the burglar-proof doors and the burglar-proof windows, it was either one that required a key.
Yeah.
Or it had no opening in those burglar-proofing to allow the person to open and come out.
Wow.
And persons have died as a result of that.
Yeah.
So built into the small building code, together with the Bureau of Standards and the Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service, there is a small building code that is being adopted, which states that all the new buildings that we're building, once it's an upper floor and the bedrooms are on the upper floor, all of those rooms have to have emergency fire escape burglar proofing. And when I say emergency fire escape burglar proofing, that burglar proofing must be able to open either with or without a key. And it exists. Those types of technologies and those types of build outs are existing. You can get them at your very popular window companies, and you know, you have the companies that generate, and then we have those persons who build windows, and you have to ask them, if you're building a window for my building in this modern age, mm-hmm. please build me a window that has a modern fire escape built in into the bulletproofing.
Modern fire, a modern what? You said again?
So, I use the word modern, but it's basically an emergency fire escape burglar-proofing.
Emergency fire escape burglar-proofing. And you know...
All that means, all that big words mean is that that burglar-proofing...
Make sure you can open it without, with or without a key.
Yes, you can just jump through the window. But currently, when we look at our burglar-proofing, there is no way to get past it.
True.
So the bandits can't get in, but you also can't get out.
Yeah.
And that is a recipe for disaster. And that's what I'm speaking about. This building with fire safety in mind.
Correct.
Requires common sense and logic. Those are my two keywords this afternoon.
Common sense and logic.
And logic. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to lock myself in, I must be able to get myself
out. That makes sense.
All right.
Thank you so much, Fire Officer Jude. And for the ones who are now joining us, it's just about 5:45. You're a little late, but that's okay. You get into the last 15 minutes of the show. We are here talking about building your home with fire safety in mind. Because a lot of us, yes, and I'm talking about you, you built your home and you didn't even think about that whole fire prevention kind of vibe. You didn't think about it. But we are here today with Fire Officer Jude Rogers, as he is going to be explaining some more on how we can do this. So you can give us a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223 and even send us that message via WhatsApp 306-1065. Let's go, Fire Officer Jude. What else should we pay attention to?
So definitely let's pay attention to how we evacuate and how we leave our homes. But before I touch on that, let me just speak about what you should store and where it should be stored in your home. Mm-hmm. So you've built your lovely home, you've taken the time to burglar-proof it properly, but you have some fire escape windows on every floor, especially your children's bedrooms. Your bedroom have a fire escape window. Bandit can't get in, but if you need to get out, you can easily open the door or the windows to get out in the event of an emergency.
Right.
But you're storing gasoline, chemicals, combustible materials all together in one storeroom because we are cramped for space. And that's something that I noticed, Carrie V, that in a lot of these modern buildings and modern apartments, there is no storage area for materials.
Right.
And what we do, we build up all of these things together in one room. There are certain things that should never be stored together. So when we're talking about protecting our homes with fire safety in mind, please, you need to segregate different types of or classes of material.
Mm-hmm.
Do not put gasoline and chemicals and other cardboard boxes from the television or the washer or the dryer that you bought, and you want to keep the cardboard box, or you feel it might have some uses for it, but you store it next to the gasoline container. That does not make sense. That is not the logic that we want to use, and it's not common sense.
Yes.
All right? So you want to separate materials. What about storage of lighters and matches and keeping them out of the reach of kids? Just keeping them where adults who are better suited to making proper decisions can monitor these fire starter materials.
Right.
Lighters and matches out of the reach of children. I cannot stress that. Children are going to always find ways and means to do things that will perplex us and that can be dangerous to them.
Yeah.
Right? So we need to protect the children from their own selves.
Correct.
Dispose of flammable materials properly. For that, we want to make sure that when we're disposing, even when you're disposing, a lot of people have noticed sometimes when they dispose of material carry, they would place the combustible material and pack it up alongside their home. So you may have a garage and you decide to put all of the plywood and all of the combustible right up against the wall until it goes all the way up to the ceiling. So that if something were to happen, now the material is outside. It's secured. But it's going to aid in fire spread if the fire were to happen on the outside. All right? But when you're storing materials such as disposing materials, you want to put that separate from your home, at least a 50 to 20 feet distance away from your building, your roof, the eave of your building, or any wooden members of your building. Think about what I just said. Carrie, we are disposing of material. We no longer want the material, or we're storing material that we think we're going to use later down the road, but the material is combustible in nature.
Yeah.
And you're storing it directly close to your building, piles and piles of material very close to your building. What you're going to do eventually, with the heat that we have during the dry season and all these, you have the potential for these materials to be ignited, and then your home can then be ignited. I've seen it happen already.
All the time. Now, we're going to stick up in there, Fire Officer Jude. We need to go take a quick break, all right? So, guys, it's just about 10 minutes away from the top. 5:50, that's my time check. And our time check. It's good to see JTA Supermarket. We are here with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. It's all about Safety Mondays. We will be back with a discussion about building our home with fire safety in mind. 5:50, that's our time check. Good to see JTA Supermarket.
It is time.
It's your time to speak with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Just about 6 minutes away from the top as we join back Fire Officer Jude Rogers. It's all about Safety Mondays. Welcome back, Fire Officer Jude.
Hello, I'm back with you guys. So I just want to quickly, because I know we only have a few minutes, so I just want to quickly review what we've discovered this afternoon when it talks about fire safety, building with fire safety in mind. We talked about first design. Prevention being better than cure. Design your building to be fire safe. Use materials that are non-combustible, that are durable, and by themselves can withstand a certain amount of heat. Mm-hmm. We're talking about brick, stone, steel. Those are the materials we want to use. I want to add that there are glass that are called glazed or fire-resistant glass. That is also a very good fire stop and a fire aid.
Wow. All right. Never heard of that one before.
There's a lot of new technology that we can use.
Right.
So once you build like that, we now need to detect and have early warning. And in detection, we talk about sprinkler systems for buildings that may inevitably only have one exit.
Right.
But really and truly, we want to have buildings with multiple exits on either on all the floor levels.
Mm.
Right? But the higher you go, the lower the possibility of having multiple exits, because you're going higher and higher up, you're going to have active fire protection systems like those multi-story apartment duplexes and those multi-story modern living places such as One Woodbrook and all of those places where you have condominium style living. You're going to have active fire protection systems such as sprinkler systems, interconnected fire alarm systems, and a designated evacuation plan.
Yeah. But Fire Officer Jude, I was just thinking about something, right? How about, or how come we haven't come up with something as yet for these tall buildings? So let's say, for instance, you're going up until 11 floors, that would just say, right? How come we didn't think about something whereby, let's say, for instance, if there's a fire and you have to come out through a gallery, there's something, I don't know, I don't want to say a ladder, but something for you to scale down. I don't know, like a harness, a built-in, I don't know, something. It must have something that we could do. How come we never?
So, Caribbean, let me just allude to the fact. You're actually homing in on a very important point, and there are systems, but you're just not aware of them.
Oh.
So if you look at most modern buildings, modern buildings in Trinidad and outside of Trinidad, there is something called a fire escape route. So some of them have drop-down ladders at the back of the building that you can actually use to evacuate.
Right.
All right? I do know that we recommend the fire escape rope ladders. There's a rope ladder that you would recommend. It's on the windowsill, but that will not work for somebody 11 stories up. All right, so the question you have is, what do you do with a building where you go 20, 40, 50, 60, 70, Carrie V, the stairwells built into those buildings are fire resistant and they're pressurized. And when I say pressurized, they're pressurized with positive pressure to not allow the pressure that is on, or the air pressure that is on the inside of the smoke-filled room for that smoke to filter into the escape route.
Oh.
So because there's a differential in the pressure, the smoke does not go into the stairwell, affording you, the occupant, the opportunity to open the exit route, get into the stairwell, and you are safe to breathe the air there. Oh. And you can make your way down, no matter how long a flight of stairs may be, that air stairwell is going to be protected because of the pressure differential.
Right.
Not only that, the stairwell in most of those multi-story buildings are built with a certain amount of thickness in the walls to withstand fire for a certain period of time.
Right.
So it's affording you time to evacuate.
Okay.
So when we talk about those buildings, they have to have measures beyond what your normal home is going to have.
Okay.
So that you can evacuate.
Right.
So don't ever think that it's just like that. There are many measures that are put in place.
Right. Okay,
these
I got
you. These buildings even have damper systems that shut down the air condition so that the air is not circulated through the building, aiding the fire spread.
Nice. Well, all right. Well, that's no problem. And I know next Monday we're going to do this again. Fire Officer Jude Rogers, we're going to be talking more, edifying the listenership. Edifying Trinidad and Tobago, you know about fire safety?
That's right.
So I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much as well, Carrie V. It's been a pleasure. And we look forward to having great, wonderful tips and informative, insightful information that can educate our public and make them safer every day.
Yes. Thank you so much, Fire Officer Jude. I'll catch you next Monday. Same time, same place.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.